I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. It has been mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmizi that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who would have recited Salat more than others upon me amongst the people will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, on that day when the son will be a mile away, the mother will run away from the child, the brother will run away from the brother, there will be nobody to help you or save you except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the closer you are to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greater chance you have to be forgiven. And one of the ways a person can gain closeness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by abundantly reciting durood upon him. As we have heard in this narration, that the closest people to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be those who would have recited the most durood upon him. So we should try to make the habit of reciting as much durood as we can, so we can illuminate our worlds in this life and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Deadly Sins, in which we talk about those sins which can be a cause of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being away from the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is about those sins which take a person away from paradise and take him closer to the fire of hell. It is those sins which can ultimately make a person lose his iman. And the topic of today's episode, the topic of today's program is very dangerous. It is a sin that even affects the pious people. It is a sin that nearly nobody is protected from. It is a sin that cannot be seen, cannot be heard, cannot be spoken of, but it is found in the heart. And what is that? It is a sin which is known as a shirkul asghar, the minor shirk, the minor polytheism. And it is riyakari. It is ostentation, showing off. And what has been mentioned in relation to this in the hadith and the Quran we will listen to. Once a person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the reason for our salvation on the Day of Judgment? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do not be disloyal to Allah. He then asked, how can a person be disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, in a way that you perform your deed, but with the intention of pleasing somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, abstain from showing off, because it is associating partners with Allah on the Day of Judgment. A show off, a person who shows off, will be called by four names: O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser. Your deed was ruined and your reward went to waste. Today there is no share for you. O you who attempted to deceive, now go and seek your reward from whoever you did the deed for. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith is warning from the destructions of showing off. That on the Day of Judgment, you will be called by names such as, O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser. Your deeds will go to waste. And Allah will say to you, go to that person you did your deed for, because today here there is nothing for you. And now we need to ponder over this. We need to ask ourselves that the deeds we do, are they going to waste? Have we wasted them because we did not do them solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we do those actions so people call us pious? Did we do those religious actions so people give us money? Did we do those actions so we built our respect in the eyes of those people? Or did we do them because we love Allah and His Messenger, and we did it because we kept our eyes on the reward and we knew that our reward will only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is something for us to all ponder over. Remember, shaitan does two things. Number one, he will not make you do a good deed. And number two, if you do a good deed, if you are able to a good deed, he will make that good deed go to waste. And how does he do that? For example, You force yourself to wake up for prayer. You get up for prayer. It is a cold morning. You perform wudu. You put the prayer mat down. You stand up and you pray your salah. And now you carry on with your day. Now shaitan will make you have that urge that you have to go around telling people that you did such a pious deed. You did such a good deed. He will say to you that there is no rest in your heart, that your deed is not accepted until other people know about it. And this is a whisper of the shaitan, that firstly he will try to stop you from doing a good deed. And if you are able to do that good deed, then he will make that good deed go to waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts from this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran in relation to a person who shows off and he does actions for worldly benefits. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Hud, verse 15, translation from Kanzul Iman, whoever desires the life of the world and its luxuries, we will give them the full compensation for their deeds in it. I will not make any reduction in it. In the commentary of this verse, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has narrated, those people who show off, they are given their full reward in this world. Meaning a person might show off to gain money, he will gain that money. A person who might show off to gain respect, he will be given that respect. A person might show off to gain fame, he will be given all of that. But all of that is limited to this world, and there is no share for him in the hereafter. Similarly, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 264, translation from Kanzul Iman, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah addresses the people by saying, O you who believe, do not invalidate your charity by boasting of favors and causing injury. Like one who spends his wealth for people to see and does not believe in Allah and the last day. His example is similar to that of a rock covered with dust and hard rain fell on it, leaving it as a bare rock. They shall get no control over, meaning they shall not be benefited from anything that they have earned. In this verse, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah has stated that the hypocrite does not aim to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wastes his wealth by showing off. Similarly, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not waste your charities by boasting over it. If you have donated money to the masjid, do not expect people to know about this. If you have helped orphans, do not boast about it, do not advertise it. If you have built masjids and madrasas and you've helped people get back on their feet, do not boast about this. Do not advertise it, do not go around telling people, because you telling people might gain you that little pleasure in your heart, but it will destroy that deed and there might not be no reward for it in the hereafter. And the second example, that there is a rock and it is covered with dust. It looked like there's a lot of things on this rock, but as soon as rain falls on this rock, it cleans all that dust off. Similarly, a person, he thinks he has a lot of deeds, but because those deeds are ruined by showing off, when rain falls, when on the day of judgment, he will be presented in the court of Allah, and none of those deeds will be accepted, then he will be left like a bare rock. And in relation to showing off, we find a lot of narrations which emphasize the destruction, which emphasizes to stay away from it. Now, if I were to ask you, who do you think is the first person to be thrown into the fire of hell? What would come to your mind? You might think it's a drunken person. You might think it's a person who commits murder, a magician, a person who misses his prayer, a person who does that. Meaning, in your mind, a very sinful person will come to mind. But if I were to tell you that the first three people to be thrown into the fire of hell will be a qari of the Quran, a reciter of the glorious Quran. Number two will be a generous person who would have spent his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three would be a warrior who would have sacrificed his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you might be thinking, how is this possible? How can the best of actions, the best of you are those who learn and teach the Quran, and the reciter of the Quran will be thrown into the fire of hell. Number two, a generous person, about which it is said that a generous person is away from the fire of hell and it is close to paradise. He will be thrown into the fire of hell. And number three, a warrior, a person who was on the battlefield, a person who sacrificed the most beloved thing to him, his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be thrown into the fire of hell. And the story goes like this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the reciter of the Quran to be presented in his court on the day of judgment. And Allah will say, what have you brought for yourself? What deeds have you brought for yourself? And that reciter of the Quran will say, Ya Allah, I am a reciter of the Quran. I spent my life teaching the Quran. I was a reciter of your words. I was a reciter of the glorious Quran. I told so many people. Allah will say, you are lying. But rather you did all of these actions so people say that you are a reciter of the Quran. People say you have a very beautiful voice. People consider you to be pious. And you got what you deserve in the world. Today there is no share for you. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the generous person to be brought in his court. And when he is brought, Allah will say, what have you brought for yourself? What deeds have you brought for yourself? And he will say, Ya Allah, I spent my wealth in your path. I built masjids and madaris. I helped the orphans. I did this, I did that for your sake. And Allah will say, you are lying. The reason you did this is so people call you generous. You got what you wanted in the world. Today there is no share for you. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. And the third person who would have sacrificed his life for the sake of Allah will be brought in the court of Allah. And Allah will say, what deed have you brought for yourself? What have you brought for yourself on this day? And he will say, oh Allah, the most beloved thing to anybody, a thing which a person protects his life, I sacrificed that for you. I gave that up for you. And Allah will say, you are lying. You are lying because you did it. So people call you brave. People call you fearless. People call you a beast in the battlefield. And you got what you deserve. Today there is no share for you. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, this should scare us. That those actions which are considered to be the best of actions, reciting the Quran, being attached with the Quran, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing a person's life, all of these actions went to waste because of the corruption in his intention. Because of that evil illness which entered these actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept any of them. Now we need to ask ourselves, are we reciters of the Quran? Do we spend money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we give our times and efforts into preaching other people? But if the intention behind it is corrupt, then there is no reward for us in the hereafter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "Inna Allah ta'ala harram al-jannah ala kulli mura'in." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made paradise haram upon every person who shows off. Meaning a person who shows off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited his entrance into Jannah. This is such a scary thing to think about, that we are sacrificing paradise, we are getting banned from paradise over the worldly pleasure of a few things, over people calling us pious, over people calling us a generous person. Why? It is not a good deal. Similarly, it has been stated about paradise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the fragrance of paradise, the beautiful smell of paradise can be smelled from a distance of 500 years of travel. How old are we? 22, 21, 50, 60. And imagine 500 years and traveling for that 500 years and still not being able to get out of the fragrance of paradise. But what does the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? The one who seeks the world with the deeds of the hereafter will not be able to smell the fragrance of paradise. Subhanallah, for 500 years, if you were traveling, you will still be getting benefit from the fragrance of paradise. But a person who shows off, a person who does the deeds for the hereafter to gain worldly pleasures, he will not even smell the fragrance of paradise. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration has said, whoever acts for fame, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate him. Whoever shows his deeds off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torment him. So we need to be very careful about how we do our actions. We need to be very careful about the intention and the purity and the sincerity behind our actions. Listen to this. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu has said that when a person commits an act of showing off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, look, he is making fun of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the angels and says, look, he is making fun of me. Meaning, who are we? Who are we to act in such a way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And look at the anger it brings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers it a mockery that you do an action for other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have heard about showing off. Well, what is the definition of showing off? The definition of showing off is to perform worship with any intention other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given us a criteria. He says that if anybody finds these three things inside him, then he is a person who shows off. He is an ostentatious person. And what he says that the first sign is that a person becomes lazy in performing good deeds when alone, but he becomes active when he is around people. Number two, the level of his good deeds increase when he is praised. And number three, the level of his good deeds decrease when he is criticized. Now we need to take this criteria and apply it on ourselves and ask ourselves that when we are around people, do our levels of ibadat increase? When somebody praises us, when somebody says good words about us, when we hear people are speaking good of us, do we increase our good deeds? And when we are criticized, when we do not hear the praises of the people, do we decrease our ibadat? This is something to ponder over. This is something to look at. And there are many ways a person can show up. For example, like we heard that a person who learns the Quran to be known as the famous Qari of the Quran, that is showing off. A person might maintain a certain posture or a certain level of tone in his voice, so people think he is humble, he is very delicate, he's very sensitive, but he's doing it so that people think he is pious. That is showing off. A person, he might prolong his sujoods, his prostrations, so that people think he is pious. So like this, you get the gist of the idea that any deed done with the intention of other than pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing off. But remember one thing, everything we have talked about today is not a criteria for other people. Meaning we should not take this and put it on other people, but rather we should dwell deep inside ourselves and see that if any of these are found within ourselves. Now we have talked about the causes and the signs of showing off. How can a person protect himself from showing off? And the number one way a person can protect himself from any sin is to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person begs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends and he is able to help himself. Number two, keep the disadvantages in your mind. Say to yourself, is it worth me being rejected in the court of Allah ta'ala and being thrown into the fire of hell over a few mere praises of people? Over me finding a place in people's heart, I am rejecting a place in paradise. When a person looks at these disadvantages, then surely it will stop him from committing such actions. Another way a person can do is try to build sincerity in his heart. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, perform deeds with sincerity for Allah, as Allah only accepts those deeds which are performed for Him. Somebody asked a pious saint, who is a sincere person? The saint replied, a sincere person is he who hides his good deeds just as he hides his evil deeds. Meaning we do not like for people to find out about our evil doings, what we do wrong. We cover them, we hide them. Just as we hide those, we should try to hide our good deeds as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure us from the illness of showing off and take it out of our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity in our actions. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.